This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Tokyo has set an all-time high for new coronavirus cases, exceeding 3,000 for the first time in coming days after the start of the Olympics. Wednesday's new cases exceeded an earlier record set the day before and brought the total for the Japanese capital to 206,745 since the pandemic began early last year. Tokyo has been under a fourth state of emergency since July 12th, ahead of the Olympics, which began last Friday. Experts say Tokyo's surge is being propelled by the new, more contagious Delta variant of the virus. Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title. The American gymnastics superstar has withdrawn the all-round competition to focus on her mental well-being. The decision comes one day after the world and Olympic all-around champion removed herself from the team final following one rotation because she felt she wasn't mentally ready. At a news conference, Olympic Committee spokesperson Mark Adams says one of the big discussions the International Olympic Committee had was about setting up services to help those in need.
There is in the village, on top of all the psychologists and so on that we have there, there is also a helpline in 70 languages, which will keep going after the games.
COVAX is expecting to receive 250 million donated COVID-19 vaccine doses over the next 6 to 8 weeks. That's according to the World Health Organization Wednesday. The influx of doses is a major boost for the program, which aims to ensure poorer countries can access shots. So far, it has delivered 152 million vaccine doses to 137 participating territories. Under COVAX, the 92 poorest countries can access shots for free, with donors covering the costs. This is VOA News. The CDC's chief hopes new mask-wearing guidance can help ease the Delta variant surge soon. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the guidance, along with higher vaccination rates, could do the trick in a couple of weeks, telling CBS we can halt the chain of transmission. Walensky says she hopes more stringent mask-wearing guidelines and other measures won't be needed heading into the fall. For now, the CDC is advising even vaccinated people wear masks indoors in areas where the variant's raging, with Walensky saying data indicate those with breakthrough infections could pass the virus to someone else. The vast majority of infections are still in the unvaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Africa will send nearly 1,500 troops to Mozambique to help the country battle jihadist militants wreaking havoc in the north of the gas-rich nation, Parliament said Wednesday. Parliament said in a statement the president informed them that he's authorized the troops in support of Mozambique to, quote, combat acts of terrorism and violent extremists, end quote. At least 8 people, including a soldier, were killed in 2 separate attacks in the troubled Kivu region of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, a local source and the army said Wednesday. Louis Thembo told AFP Allied Democratic Forces, the ADF, fighters had raided the commune of Bulongo and Beni in North Kivu overnight, killing 4 women and 2 men. Bulongo's mayor confirmed the attack to AFP as well as the preliminary toll. In neighboring South Kivu province, the army said 2 people, including a civilian businessman and a soldier, had been killed Wednesday in an attack on a public bus. British lawmakers sharply criticized the government Tuesday for falling victims of the Windrush scandal, accusing officials of ignoring the plight of those whose lives were torn apart when the authorities improperly questioned their right to be in the UK. Parliament's Public Accounts Committee said a compensation program run by the Home Office was overly complex, too slow to hand out money, and understaffed. The Windrush Generation, named after the ship that carried the first migrants from the Caribbean in 1948, came to the UK in response to a government call for workers from throughout the British Empire to help rebuild the country after World War II. A young Ugandan weightlifter who disappeared in Japan after failing to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics was charged Wednesday with conspiracy to defraud, his lawyer said. The man vanished from an Olympic training camp after learning he did not meet standards to compete in the games, making headlines around the world. He was found several days later and flown home to Uganda, where government officials said he would undergo counseling. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.